I hear you bopping in the background.
Yes, I am.
You getting into this, aren't you?
Why not?
Hey, that's good. That's good. Well, hey, everyone. It's Anthony from Tampa.
Hey, everybody. It's Joe in Chicago.
And you're listening to Chiampa Radio. Well, that needs to be a little bit better rehearsed. All right, hold on. I must grab an implement to continue.
All right. Well, this is Chiampa Radio, the Welcome Back Episode 1 for Friday, May 22nd, 2015. So, Mr. Anthony, it's been how many years since we've done this?
I think we stopped in late of 2008.
Yeah, it's been a long time. And you know what? We forgot the sound effect. We forgot that loud cheer sound. But you know what? Maybe we'll do it at the end. But hey, for those of you that are just joining us, again, I'm Joe, and I'm in Chicago. I've got nice little digs in downtown Chicago. I've moved, because last time we were doing this broadcast... Woo! There you go.
Woo! All right. I need to move
last time we did this broadcast, I lived in a high-rise.
That you did.
Yes.
That you did. You definitely did.
And you still lived in Tampa.
Yes, I was still in Tampa. I was still living in my apartment as well. I
Yes.
I was in my apartment, and I was actually in the process of buying my house, which is why we kind of did a kibosh on this for the time being, mostly because I was busy buying or trying to buy a house. And I have recently moved, well, not recently, I moved in 2009, but so I've went through my changes as well. So, you know, hey, it's, you know, that's, you know, kind of stuff like that. All that fun, exciting things.
Right.
Relocations, new beginnings, new endings.
Beginnings for sure. Exactly. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. Yes.
Yeah, because I moved to this current apartment in 2010.
Ooh, low cell.
Low cell.
I got low cell.
Low cell, by the way, means low battery. For those of you old enough to realize that you used to have pagers, right? Pagers used to display low cell.
I believe so. I think the older cell phones did the same thing as well.
Yes.
The ones before, you know, they became all fancy. And, you know, you could actually see things. Yeah, low cell.
So, wow, we've got quite a few little things to talk about tonight.
We definitely do. And I know that's a cue, and I'm looking for my cue first.
No, hold on. No cue.
Okay.
No, there's no cue. Actually, well,
are you sure?
Those of you listening don't need to care about this, but Anthony, in the chat on Skype, we've got our cues. So...
I've got that in a different window. I'm not looking at that. Hold on, I'll have to pop over, and
yes,
it may affect call quality. Please hold. Learn how to check my audio and video settings. I don't want to watch that.
See, folks, I got really serious this time around for this episode. I've got a complete script set up.
Oh, wow.
I've got links. I've got the browser. I've even got... TCP/IP information flowing back and forth to me.
TCP/IP.
Yes,
TCP/IP.
It's like tabulated text.
Tabulated text.
I've
been learning all about TCP/IP because I'm studying for my Network Plus exam.
Oh yes. How did that go?
I haven't taken it yet. I'm in the process of taking... I'm going through a book, the certification book. I'm going through that. And this got like 500 chapters in it. It's about the size of a small compact car. And so I'm going through it all, trying to, you know, kind of soak in all this information. A lot of it I know, but a lot of it I'm kind of learning a different part of, which has been nice.
Well, now, is this contiguous or is this linear learning?
This is more of when I have time between crises at work learning.
Oh, yes. Speaking of which, yes, you've moved on to a relatively new.
Yeah, my place career. I've gone into IT now, so I've moved on and I've started kind of a new career for me. I was in a different field for 17 years, and now I've moved into IT. So it's proving to be interesting.
How does it feel to, like, just change, you know, just do something different?
It's difficult. It really is. Mostly because you take a lot of... It takes a lot to get used to. You're used to kind of doing something in a certain kind of environment for, you know, for so many years. And then you kind of do this whole... First, you get taken out of that environment. I was laid off. So you kind of get ripped from it. And then, like, changing into a completely different career, you're totally out of your element. And you actually feel like... You know how you felt when you got your first job when you were, like, 16, working at McDonald's? Yeah. You feel like that on your first day. You're like, oh my God, I don't know anything. I'm sorry. So new.
On my first day at McDonald's, I stunk.
Did you literally, figuratively, did you shit your pants? Were you that nervous that you shit your pants before you went to work?
No, I stunk of, like, French fry grease.
Food service is difficult. It's very difficult.
I've been in food service off and on, equally with the financial industry, but now I'm in the restaurant industry. And I like it. It's rewarding. There's so many different challenges each and every day and every weekend. Sometimes it gets a little crazy, but you know what doesn't? What part of life doesn't get crazy and challenging?
If you're crazy about life, you can call us at 813-327-8566. 813-327-8566. No, I totally agree. That's awesome. You know, those challenges are good. And but yeah, I remember when I worked at a restaurant, I worked in the kitchen. I cooked. I was a line cook. And oh my God, I had to shower like 3 times every night when I got home because just the amount of crap that would just be on top of you.
Yeah, well, you know, it's, how do I describe it? It's organic. It's just,
I'm getting dirty gestures.
You know, it is an organic thing, seriously. But there's so much to talk about just in the restaurant and the food industry right now. Everything from growing local to... everything from to California's drought.
I'm sorry. The sexual gestures have stopped. Okay. I can continue on. I got distracted. So anyway, the door was closed.
Oh.
I'm not complaining though. Trust me. So you're talking about the California drought. Type of thing and all that stuff.
Did you know that it only takes 0.04 gallons of water to grow one blueberry?
A blueberry.
Mm-hmm.
How many gallons of water?
0.04.
That's like less than a half a gallon. How many liters is that? How many metric cubic centimeter liquid measurements is that?
You know, the U.S. Imperial Method, whatever that is.
The U.S. Imperial Method.
Yeah, the U.S. Imperial Method.
I see. Okay, that's awesome.
Well, it looks like we lost one of our guests. Apparently, he's going to a movie, but he wanted to listen, so...
It's all right.
I don't know if this is being recorded.
It is. We are doing that, and it's going to be... What I'm going to do is I think I can upload it to the Shoutcast server, and it will, like, kind of replay it, kind of cycle it.
Oh,
so
okay,
we'll see what happens. I haven't figured that out yet, but
we'll live on.
We will live on and prosper within some type of technical specification guideline.
What's the word perpetuity?
Perpetuity. How you say that? Egg McMurphyman.
Egg McMurphyman.
Egg McMurphyman. See, I need to find my Shirley Q soundtracks because it's just ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Wow, you know, I haven't listened to Shirley Q Liquor in quite a long time.
No, I haven't either. It's been forever for me.
It makes me want to just take a peek into my music folder. Because I have actually been going through my hard drives and just doing some updating and just, you know, the things that you need to do from time to time. And I came across a video of a broadcast that we did.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of one-sided because it's just getting my reactions.
Your end of
to
it,
things.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's just like, wow. You know, you don't realize how you were back at one point in time, and you know, you're younger, and you had different ideas, and so yeah, it was kind of neat.
That's right. Kind of awesome.
Yeah. But speaking of which, uh-oh, guess what I found?
What did you find?
I found Shirley Q Liquor.
Did you now?
Yes.
I kind of found it, too. I think.
Well, you have the sound effect.
So. Excuse me. Hold on. Wait.
See, folks, the studios, we're not quite set up yet. This is kind of like our inaugural episode.
Yeah.
But I actually purchased a. I don't know how everything sounds, but this is a CAD.
Oh wait, no, I didn't find it.
Microphone, and it plugs into the USB port.
It sounds pretty good. It sounds pretty good. Yeah.
Good. So, okay, you've got Shirley Q.
No, I don't. We've failed. I thought I did, but it was. Okay. It unfortunately was not a sound thing. It was an article, a ridiculous article of things.
Well, that's okay, because I actually do have a few things.
Oh, good. What do you have? Let us know what you have.
Well, I don't know exactly how I'm going to get this off to there without screwing up the broadcast.
Ooh, that could be. You can put them on the drive.
I found Star Spangled Banner. Let's put that out there now.
Okay. I think. Okay.
So, we got a lot of stuff coming up for you tonight. We've got some news, and then we've got some more talk and discussion, and hopefully we'll entice a guest to come on.
That would be good. That would be very good.
You can call and be a guest at Shy Upper Radio, 813-327-8566. So you should be seeing that file. We're kind of doing things in the background here. It's kind of fun. We like tech, too. There's more to just, you know, we love a good pipe. We love a good smoke. But we're very technically oriented. Wouldn't you agree, Anthony?
I would agree. I would totally agree. Oh, here we go. Okay, good. I got that one. I can save that one, I think. Can I save that one? Yeah, I can save that one. Okay, goody. All right, good. So we have the sign off then, so that helps. Because we do it at the end, I think. Don't we do Shirley Q at the end? Well, we do the Star Spangled Banner. I wish I could find the Egg McMuffin one, because the Egg McMuffin one would be just friggin' awesome to find.
Let me see if I can find that one. Hold on, please. Ah, here we go.
Okay. Good.
Okay, just do a refresh in the minute, folks. We're gonna play for you something from Shirley Q Liquor right before we go into the news break. Give Anthony a second there to pull that up. It's in there.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, I see it. Oh, that.
Today, when we receive a egg McMuffin, how you say this word? Egg McMuffin. I can't say it. I'm sorry. I don't know how you pronounce it. Okay. Today, when we receive an egg McMuffin. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay, honey.
I really don't.
An egg McMuffin. There we go. Winner will receive 813-327-8566.
And now for the news.
Good evening from the Chicago studios. Good evening from the Chicago studios. Here's your latest top 420 news. Current black farmers in Florida won't be allowed to grow cannabis. A provision of a Florida medical marijuana law has caused much controversy among black farmers in the state, who say it's shutting them out of the potentially lucrative industry. This group has now taken their fight to the Florida legislature in the hopes of passing an amendment that takes the regulation out of the bill. There weren't that many black farmers 30 years ago in the nursery business. Howard Gudd Jr., the president of the Florida Black Farmers and Agriculturists Association, told Fox News, because of that, we weren't able to produce as much or be as profitable as other farmers. If we found one black farmer growing that many plants, it would be surprising. Are you happy, Anthony? But are you lonely? Probably not, because you've got somebody. But, you know, somebody like me, I'm a little lonely. But I'm happy. So, you know, if you're like me or Anthony or whatever, and you want to find other happy people, there's this thing out now. It's called Who Is Happy? Are you looking
for
like...
Who is happy?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Look no further than with the Share Your Happiness app, a social media app that allows for you to anonymously announce that you are getting high. Paulo Costa and Henrique Torelli, founders of this Who Is Happy app, wanted to create an app that allows for users who are enjoying the same lifestyle to share their happiness moments with the world. It's pretty simple to use. Once you've imbibed, simply open the app, tap the smiley face, and a virtual map pops up for you to anonymously place a pin at your location and then watch all the other pins light up too. But alas, poor Android users, you can't be happy. For this app is iOS only. You know, damn that. And last but not least, if you're in New York this weekend, chillax hard on Governor's Island this coming Sunday. The Cannabis and Hemp Association, yes, is inviting all like-minded individuals to its second annual picnic in Poetry in the Park this Sunday. Cock your beret, thump your djembe, embody none, or all of pop culture's pot-smoking stereotypes. From the CHA, on Sunday, May 24th, 2015, from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m., the CHA invites New York City's blossoming cannabis and hemp community to a picnic featuring an open mic for discussion and poetry readings about the transformational herb. Get together with other like-minded community and industry advocates for a good old-fashioned picnic and barbecue with a dash of self-expression. Pack up your picnic hamper or bring a dish to share with the group. And food and beverages will be available for purchase. Lots of laughter, I'm sure. Uh-huh. So folks, we'll have all the different show links and all the news story links in our show notes tonight. And that's your latest 420 news. Back to you, Anthony.
I think we need a commercial break.
Go for it.
We'll be back in a few moments after we gain our composure. Please enjoy some of these classic commercials.
Change from anything on a bun.
If it's square, it's fish. If it's round, it's a burger.
New seafood salad from Taco Bell. A cure for the common meal.
You're listening to Chiampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.
Jets of water from gentle to powerful work through whatever the day has dished out.
Howard, are you in there again?
The shower massage, only by Teledyne Waterpik.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
They said it wasn't humanly possible, but now you can have all the power and excitement of Nintendo
right in the palm of your hand. Introducing Game Boy. It's portable, it's in stereo, and its games are interchangeable. Plus, Game Boy comes with the outrageous...
Do you remember Game Boy?
I do.
You do?
I've never had one. I was never privileged enough to
never had one. No, I actually did. I had one. It was kind of fun, but Tetris made you mad after a while.
Yeah.
And the California raisins. Had to throw the California raisins. Cinnamon raisin biscuits. Remember when the California raisins was such a big thing?
Yeah.
It was freaking crazy.
Kind of like how peanuts are a big thing now.
Are peanuts a big thing now?
They're coming back in vogue again.
Are they? Interesting.
From Null Soft Shoutcast.
Yeah, I wish I could find my old sound files. Where'd it go? It went away. Bye. Come back. Well, there you go.
That's all right.
So. Okay, we're back. We've regained our composure and listened to some classic commercials and all that good stuff.
Hopefully you've had a chance to take it all in. And
yes, yes, most definitely.
Yeah, we'd like to hear from you. Give us a shout. Anthony, how can they find us?
You can find us by calling us at 813-327-8566.
And we'll have show notes and links and all kinds of fun things.
Fun things.
Yes, fun things. You know, it's interesting. It's the whole thing about marijuana and the ability to have it, it's changed a lot. This country has changed quite a bit. Colorado has legalized it for recreational use. I believe it's... Is it Washington State or is it
I believe
Oregon?
It...
that's also... has legalized it for recreational use.
I think it was Oregon. It was Oregon.
Okay.
We can Google it.
Yes,
I need
can.
A sound effect for Google it. Hold on. Hold on. I need a Google it sound effect. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
Okay. We're retrieving some sound effects. We're, like I said, you know, inaugural episode.
No. Where is it? Oh, wait. Here we go. Hold on. Oh, no, come back. Whoa, wait. Okay, there we go. And so there's some crazy Google music. Okay, so what was the Google question?
Well, there's 23 states that have some sort of legal medical marijuana laws on the books.
Okay.
Alaska was 1998. California, 1996. So those are kind of like the pioneer states. Oregon, 1998, and yes, Washington, 1998.
Okay. So now the question is, which ones are the ones that sell it on the street? Not on the street, but you know what I mean. They sell it without having to go through the licensing and all that crap.
Right. Well, all
recreational
of the states,
use. There we go.
Well, even with recreational use, there's still going to be... regulation, but Colorado is probably the best example of a state that has completely legalized it and is making a lot of money. There's quite a bit of tax revenue coming in from it, and I think it's making the other states jealous.
Isn't there a second state though that did that?
I
think there was a second state. I think that was the Google search we were trying to do. Wait. We should restart the Google search. Wait. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
The Google search is which states have recreational marijuana.
And I'm scrolling through my Google searches because, you know, Google loves to provide you
googly,
with...
Googly. That's why we got the crazy music, because Google gives you everything.
Right.
If you need to find it, it's on Google or Amazon. Amazon sells everything, too.
Yes.
It's sex toys on Amazon. It's awesome.
So let's
Amazon has this crazy profile about me, I tell you.
You know,
technology and sex toys.
I've got so many wish lists, and there's, you know, you can even set wish lists up for other people.
Yes, you can. This is very true. I've taken advantage of the wish list wish list feature.
So, like, what's your top wish list item? That's safe for, you know, safe for work showing.
I don't know. Probably, like, I got some... Well, the one I had is I got for my birthday, so I kind of have to go through it again and figure out what else I'm, you know, in there.
Sound the horns. Sound the horns.
What horns? Horns.
If we had horns... There you go. We have a total of 4 states that have now legalized for recreational use, and those states are Colorado, Oregon, Washington, and Alaska. And this information is current as of April 17th, 2015.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we've got a listener!
Oh, fantastic.
Yes. And, you know, if you'd like to be part of the on-air experience with Joe and Anthony...
If you dare to try to communicate with us in any way,
you
can...
You know, give us a call at 813-327-8566.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah. 8566. 813-327-8566.
That's not a caller. That was just my phone reminding me to do something.
So, yeah, what kind of automation apps do you use on your phone to help you do things while you're stoned?
Timers. I like
really?
Timers. Timers are important to me. When I'm in an altered state of mind, timers are the most important thing on the planet to me.
Really?
Because I can get so distracted and so lost that I won't know what the hell's going on. So, like, I'll, like, go and I'm like, okay, I'll go do something, like cooking, or I'm, like, trying to boil a pot of water. I'll, like, okay, I'll set a timer for 10 minutes and they'll go off and I'm like, oh, I got a pot of water boiling. If I don't, I'll, like, go back in 25 minutes and be, like, a quarter of an inch of water in the bottom of the pot.
But let me ask you, though, does that beep actually motivate you to get up and go? Because, you know.
Oh, yeah, it does. It does. This one was actually to take my vitamin D pill, and I'd already taken that, so I've dismissed it. I took it with dinner.
See, I don't know. It's kind of funny. It's like I almost, even when I am in an altered state, my timer in my head, it still works pretty decently.
Does it
say that there isn't some sort of time dilation effect that sometimes happens? You know what I'm talking about. Time dilation. Folks are a little low on sound effects music today.
So anyway, yes, you do have time backgrounds, time lags. Yes, I get them too. We all do, I think, or some of us do.
You know, I really want to download and use this Who Is Happy app because I think that's really cool now.
How does this thing work? Because, you know, I looked at the document that you had sent me and all I got, that's what the ding was for. All I saw is fizzle fum, fizzle fum, fizzle fum. Who is fizzle fum?
That was a... Oh, really? Well, folks, we're talking a little shop in the background here. But
chillax hard on the governor's island this sunny. Read this copy. Fizzle fum, fizzle fum, fizzle fum.
That's interesting. I don't think it's updated for you.
Probably not. But that's okay.
But I have a correction to make. Apparently this app is available for Android users.
Is it now?
Mm-hmm.
I see.
It's called Who Is Happy?
Who is
and
happy?
And basically...
What makes you happy, Joe?
Yeah, well, what? A lot of things. Money. Having stable employment. Having stable amounts of delicious things to eat and smoke. However, I do have to share with our longtime listeners, I have quit smoking cigarettes. That's been since December of 2013.
Good for you.
Thank you. So yeah, it's been an interesting process.
Yes, I know. I'm back and forth myself, so that's a struggle, and that's good for you. I'm very proud of you for that.
Thank you.
I just hope I can continue. I can do the same thing soon.
It's one of the things that for me, weed has allowed me to feel comfortable. So therefore, quitting cigarettes, it was actually kind of weird. I quit because I was really sick. And I just couldn't smoke because it just wouldn't work. Nothing would work. I couldn't do anything. So, but yeah, I think weed helps you calm down and relax about that, don't you think?
I think so. Yes, I do believe so. It helps me after a crazy day of crazy. So yes, it I do find it helps me. I like it better than liquor. A lot of times, I'll have a beer or something, but I prefer smoking because it's I just get relaxed, and then B, I can still function. And you've got some crazy shit going on over there.
I was trying to look for some sound effects, but it was something different. Okay, so that apparently won't work for us right now. So, folks, if you want to be a part of this wonderful, awesome podcast experience, give us a call, 813-327-8566. I would love to say hello. You're live on Chiampa Radio.
Would you?
I would.
How happy would that make you?
You know, it would make me very happy.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that.
That'd be awesome to have, like, a contest, like, be the, the 200th caller, and like have one of those. What were those lines? What were those numbers back in the 80s? Were they 976 numbers?
Yeah, or those were sex lines. Those were bad numbers to call. I tried calling them before and I got in trouble.
No, but what were the radio telephone lines? I forget. What are they? Is that a Google moment?
Hold on. Okay, hold on. Wait. Are you Googling?
Yeah.
Okay.
So curious. Okay.
No, I don't like that one. Okay. So what did we find out with our Google search?
Well, it's, let's see. Lots of things to read and lots of ads to click away. You know, ads are just annoying when they come up on the screen. It's like you're trying to find something good. No, this is old stuff.
Did you know some woman found $1,000 in a Richard Simmons tape?
Really?
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Somebody took the time to put $1,000 in a Richard Simmons tape. Well, I guess that tape had value.
I guess it did. Okay.
I'm still looking for Google numbers. You know what? You know what I'm talking about, folks. I'm sure every city had their own prefix to dial a specific radio station.
A seven-digit number?
Yeah, it was a seven-digit number.
Okay.
I just don't remember. It was like, and it was it 555? No.
No, 555 is a dead exchange.
It only operates information.
If that.
I don't even know if it does that anymore.
No, not really.
I mean, when was the last time you actually talked to somebody on the telephone besides from work? And I mean, be at home to actually talk to somebody versus, you're talking to somebody on the car or, you're futzing around at the Publix.
It's probably been about a week.
Okay.
About a week, I'd say, maybe.
Yeah,
I think I was at the soup kitchen for my dog when I went there.
Okay.
When I think that happened. And, of course, these Yahoo links you send me, I click on them and it just takes me to the Yahoo page. It doesn't take me to the article. So I'm clicking on them, looking for this article to talk about. About what's this?
Which article?
The Soup Kitchen for Dogs on Yahoo, and it just gives me their landing page. So now I'm here crazily scrolling for a soup kitchen for dogs, and none exists. But however, you know, Judge Judy is giving a commencement speech, and the overvalued housing markets. I love Judge Judy. Oh, I love Judge Judy. I got like 12 episodes on my DVR that I need to watch at some time and point. The husband is working this weekend, so I'll probably binge watch Judge Judy when he goes to work tomorrow night.
I follow Judge Judy on Facebook.
I do too.
Who else do I follow on Facebook that's just like that? Nobody, just Judge Judy. She's got some interesting points.
Are you sure?
Well, I think I follow Judge Mathis. I like Judge Mathis.
This is our who do you follow on Facebook moment. So, Joe, tell us, who do you follow on Facebook?
Well, you know, quite a few people. No, I don't, actually. I don't follow a lot of people.
You don't follow? You follow Judge Judy, though.
I do follow Judge Judy.
Okay.
But actual friends on Facebook, I think I've got them to at least 30 and under.
Well, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
You know, I'm not one of these people anymore that needs to have so many different friends. I want to have just the friends that I actually physically know and have talked to.
No, I totally agree. Wow, that was my mindfulness bell on my phone. I love those things. Yes, no, my actual friends list, I've trimmed that down. But you get the things you like. You know, you like Judge Judy on Facebook. You like, you know, so you still get the other crap. But
no, actually, I don't.
Oh, well, that's good.
It's like you got to work within the system, and within their system is as long as you don't like stuff, and you only like it sporadically. You'll kind of tailor it. But you know what? It gets to be annoying because then you really don't see the things that are going on in a person's life.
No, that's true. That's very true. That can be a very depressing, dark world that we've moved towards. Let's investigate that some more. Do tell. How do you feel about this dark world of anti-socialism that Facebook has now kind of created in our society today? You know, I mean, look around. Everyone's on their phone and their Facebook, and I'm just as guilty for it. So, you know, I can't, you know, I'll own it. But really, we're all just Facebooking. It's all Facebooking, and that's where it all is. Whoa, my goodness, what was that? Was that Facebook?
It could have been. I think the Banks... You know what? I'm on Twitter, too, and I follow that artist, the Banksy. And he had a really cool graphic to kind of sum up Facebook. It's just somebody flipping their head as just pages of Facebook profiles.
Mm-hmm.
Just on and on. I'm trying to find... Oh.
He found porn.
Who is Mr. Richard White?
Dick White. Paging Dick White. Richard White.
I don't know. See, I haven't been on Skype in such a long time, but I just got this... Mr. Richard White. He says, "We, the Management of Economic Community of West African States, are hereby to notify you about transfer of your $3,500,000...
Oh, sweet. We're getting a new studio. Yes. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on, hold on, hold on. We have breaking news.
There's more than corn in Indiana. More than corn in Indiana.
My God, what the hell was that?
That was the breaking news that there's more than corn in Indiana.
No, I think the more than corn in Indiana was that you won like $3 million. Wait, let's go back to that one.
We ordered our foreign payment remittance unit to issue you an ATM MasterCard. Could you imagine having an ATM MasterCard with $3.5 million loaded on it? But they'll upload it today. Now, we have to get more information. Now, let's see. Most important, due to the content of the package, DHL has mandated that before your package will be shipped, a tax security keeping fee must be procured. According to the new customs creed, and the importance of such a document is to ensure a hitch-free delivery.
My nipples are getting hard.
Yeah, well, that amount is only $250 for that privilege.
Oh, that's not too bad. I say write the check. You're getting $3 million. You can float it for a while.
Yeah, I like the fact that there's like a little devil symbol by the age indication request. They want your age.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Wow. Yeah, Mr. Richard White, he's from EcoWuzz.
Dick White, paging Dick White.
Yes.
Is there a Dick White in the building?
You know, if you've got some comments about this piece of spam I just received, you can give us a call at 813-327-8566. Again, that's 813-327-8566.
And I would not recommend paging Dick White. He seems to not be responding.
Yeah, he seems to be doing his own Google search, probably looking for some more victims.
Probably. Go Dick White. Go.
Right.
Okay. That was fun.
Yeah, so still, you know, I'm still looking for what the old radio telephone number prefix. Maybe that's the search I should be looking for. Hmm, 975.
975?
That was it.
Now serving 975.
2300.
Now serving 2300. Feels like the DMV.
Gosh, I haven't been there in ages.
Oh my god, Florida's is ridiculous.
What's going on with that?
Well, I don't know. Maybe Illinois has the same queue system now. I'm not sure. I haven't been to Illinois or in Indiana in a while, but in Florida, you like, you know, you stop at this desk when you get in and you tell them what you're doing and they give you this ticket. And it's a combination of a letter and a number. Freaky,
you know,
right? A letter and a number. And then they start calling them, but they call them so randomly and out of order, you don't know if you're going to be there for 5 minutes.
What do you mean?
Or
they
30
actually, like,
years?
They yell out the number.
Well, no. Well, yeah. There's an automated voice that comes on. So now serving voice. Number L23, window number 2. Now serving A2 at window number 13, and it's an alphabet soup, so you don't know where you're at. They purposely confuse you. Have you experienced that before?
I have.
You have?
I have.
How did that make you feel?
You know, it made me feel like I was in some sort of futuristic society and that all I was just a letter and a number.
Just a letter and a number?
Yeah, like user 43286 or user 420 or, you know, something crazy like that.
I see. That's interesting.
Yeah, I haven't had an opportunity to drive in a long time, and
in some ways, I envy you for that. I do not have that option here whatsoever. Even when I worked in an office building downtown, I think it really honestly wasn't even feasible, because if I took the bus, it would take me an hour and a half to get there. If I drove, I got there in 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's the unfortunate truth in some cities.
It is sad, you know.
Unfortunately in the South, too.
No, definitely. And public transit is horrible. Horrible down here.
You know, but on the same token, we have a robust bus system here in Chicago, it does have certain drawbacks, especially when you get towards later times. And
later times.
You know, I don't know, I follow a couple of other blogs, talk about crime and mayhem.
How is crime in the city? You know, I haven't been there in years, so I don't know. I don't get it firsthand anymore. And, you know, I read news reports, and I know a lot of them are, like, sensationalized and shit. So
it's guaranteed to at least generate 49 patients in the hospital system in the city of Chicago, which I'm sure is supplying money somehow, some way, to these hospitals. That's the only way I can think about it now, because it's ridiculous. Every weekend there is some kind of crazy amount of shootings and really just some random stuff that I don't know. I guess as a young kid, I took the expressway a lot, and I never imagined people with guns on the expressway. It's like, wow.
Is it what? I mean, what areas is it? Is it the? Is it like the specific? I mean, because Chicago's always had some rough neighborhoods. Is it primarily well, like those Bishop rough neighborhoods, or Edens. Where is the Edens? I'm trying to remember. Is that 90? Is that 90? We're gonna get lost in maps. Maps not Google. We love Google Maps.
But you know, so you know, those are obviously neighborhoods that I don't go to. But for those that do live, that can afford to live in those neighborhoods, you know, it becomes difficult. It's like you got to be really careful about where you go and at what time you go, and sometimes that doesn't even matter.
No, no, that's very true. I mean, I knew there were areas of the city that I try to avoid generally at most costs, just because they were very rough neighborhoods. but I mean, is it? That's what I guess. That's what I'm asking. Is this now extending across the city? Is this a more common thing in downtown, in River Park? Lincoln Park, or is this stuff usually still concentrated to the more poor areas of the city, like the south and the west side
downtown
of the city?
Downtown,
I mean, downtown has always been sketchy. I mean, I mean, I agree with that one.
Yeah, they still have their burglaries and shoplifting and the gangs of kids that go about robbing people and just causing basic mayhem and mischief. But it's a lot of shootings.
Interesting.
And in places too that, like Jefferson Park.
Okay. Okay.
You know, some neighborhoods on the northwest side too.
All right. No, I mean, I heard that the crime rate was rising, but I mean, Chicago's always had, you know, it's a very segregated city, in a lot of ways, it's just about as segregated as Milwaukee, and I know Milwaukee's pretty bad. But I, you know, that's kind of what I was trying to figure out, where the issues were. Is it an increase in these areas? Is the crime rate going up there? Is it, you know, happening more in other parts of the city where crime typically hasn't happened in a while, you know?
It's slowly spreading.
I mean, Humboldt Park was gentrified. I remember looking at a house in Humboldt Park when I thought, my God, I'm going to get my ass shot driving through this alley looking at this house. Why am I even looking at this house, you know?
Right. Speaking of Humboldt Park, they kicked out Riot Fest.
Yeah, what is that? What was that? I don't understand what that was.
Riot Fest is a huge music festival. It was kind of like a punk rock thing.
Okay.
But it's a lot of older acts.
Okay.
So, and, you know, I think it's been held in Humboldt Park for the past 3 years.
Okay.
And Humboldt Park is traditionally a Puerto Rican community.
Okay, yeah, I thought it was Latin. I thought it was a Latin. Last time I was through there, it was heavily Latin.
Right, and so the Puerto Rican Pride Parade is in downtown, and then it comes down Division Street, and it goes to, I think that's Western Avenue. Yeah, it's Western Avenue.
I think so, yes, yes.
And then, you know, there's a huge festival, lines to get in, and I'll tell you, one time I went to that festival, and it was kind of scary, because you would see the police and the SWAT teams out, and they weren't nabbing anybody, but they were just out there ready.
Well, yeah, it was it's a rough neighborhood. I mean, to begin, yeah. Well, it was. But, you know, I think it gentrified a little bit, but
there's just as much stupidity and crime and violence that happens, like say at the Pride Parade, but you don't see the SWAT teams out. So anyways, the Riot Fest is now in Douglas Park.
Okay, Douglas Park.
So, Douglas Park, I think, is a little further south.
God, I used to know these neighborhoods.
Yeah, well, Douglas Park is the is actually the park. That's the name of the park.
Okay, cool. Well, that's good to know. That's at Ogden and Albany.
Yes. Oh, good. I'm glad you're swift on the Google.
My fingers are fast. In California, too. Oh, Lord, it's Ogden in California. Mm. Okay. That was an interesting neighborhood just as well.
Well, it's changing, though.
Yeah, well, of course, they knocked down all the project buildings. I mean, right. they knocked down all the project buildings down at Dan Ryan. They knocked down Cabrini Green. I know they knocked down all those the projects that were up and down that section there as well. That whole area has all been gentrified.
Well, you know, speaking of putting in new homes, there is a developer who's got 20 lots in Inglewood. He wants to take old shipping containers that are at ports, like seaports.
Yeah.
And he wants to repurpose and recycle them into homes.
You know, that's becoming a popular thing with, like, the woo-woo nature people crowd.
Well, this ain't woo-woo nature people crowd. This is a ritzy... he's a little 31-year-old property owner who lives in Lakeview, who's got 20 lots in Inglewood. He's decided that he wants to do the right thing.
And the right thing is what?
To build homes for people. Now, he's looking for reasonable rents, $500 a pop. You know, and you have to pay your own utilities, and it's not bad.
Okay, that's not bad. That's not too bad.
You know, the places are 640 square foot, two-bedroom, one-bath homes. They're the standard container is 8 feet by 20 feet. He wants to use two large containers, so they'll be 8 by 40 feet each. You know, he'll have 9.5-foot floor-to-ceiling windows.
Today's mobile home.
Yeah. It's the semi-detached.
Yeah, there you go.
Right?
Yeah, totally.
We don't use things like that, like Britain. They have semi-detached homes.
They have semi-detached homes. I thought that was a duplex. Oh, there goes my ankle popping. Pop.
That didn't sound good.
Welcome to plantar fasciitis and being 38 years old. everything
so if you've
pops.
Got some stories to share, though, how can they reach us, Anthony?
Well, first they shouldn't page Dick, because Dick has still not answered his page. He is gone. He's gone. But you can call us at 813-327-8566. Oh, and you can also email us, too. We have an email. It's tampaweedradio@gmail.com.
So, yeah, you know, each week or however we decide to do this, it might be twice a month. We're not sure yet.
Yeah, we have to work out our frequencies.
Okay, so we'll have new stories and, you know, just some general stuff, general topics to discuss.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely.
You know, we like to, now that legalization is on the horizon.
Legalization.
You know, we've got...
I'm so disappointed in Florida.
Well, what's this whole thing with our governor, our Republican governor, with this marijuana decriminalization bill? Is he going to sign it?
I don't know. I didn't know you guys actually had a decriminalization... This is the Illinois governor is thinking about doing this? Really?
Yeah, marijuana decriminalization bill sent to Roger's desk.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
So, police won't be able to arrest Illinoisians for having
amounts of marijuana. Is that what they call us now? The Indiana... The Hoosier used to call us FIPS. I think the Wisconsinites called us FIPS, too.
Well, we're called Flatlanders.
Flatlanders?
That's what Wisconsin people called Illinois people.
Flatlanders? They always called me a FIP.
Police won't be able to arrest Illinoisians for having small amounts of marijuana if a bill passed by lawmakers gets Governor Bruce Rauner's signature.
Did they say how small?
15 grams or less.
Ugh, they gotta make me do the math. Huh?
Police would issue a ticket and a fine of no more than $125.
Not bad.
You know, so... I don't like to carry my supply with me everywhere. It's just
no, I don't either. But you have to get it home somehow.
This is true. You know,
that is always the flaw in the distribution system is you have to get it home, and that is when and that's when shit always happens.
Exactly.
But yeah.
You know, we do advocate for complete legalization, because then we could have a store in every corner. Or
I don't think I want a store in every corner. But I don't want to be like this rich yuppie shit either, because, you know, I don't smoke fancy shit. I smoke shit. Medium shit. I'm Poe, and I smoke shit now. So, you know, I don't want to walk in somewhere and you know, I want to be able to say, okay, great. I know you have all these high-end fancy weeds that are all colorful and they have these wonderful names and they smell beautiful and blah, 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 blah. But okay, where's the weed that comes in the white package with the black writing on it that says weed? And a big barcode. You know, that's what I'm looking for. And
well, you're talking about the old generic style of...
Yeah. What we used to see back in the 80s. I believe it was the 80s, 70s and 80s where, yeah, the packaging, all the packaging was black. It was all generic. It was black packaging and it just said like cornflakes or tomato sauce or...
Oh, yes, or cornflakes. Pinto beans. I'm looking at a picture.
Or bleach. And then it had a giant barcode on the back of it. It was all in black print. It was the humiliating aisle. It's the aisle, as a child, it was the aisle you never wanted to like be in.
Do you remember Luncheon Loaf?
Luncheon Loaf. Yes. I usually loaf after lunch anyway, so I like the connection, but I do not remember it.
I didn't know they had a generic beer. Seriously,
they have a generic beer.
Yeah.
That's like Bud Light. Or no, Ice House.
It's literally a plain can that just has generic. You know what? That's fake.
Yeah, it's gotta be. Yeah, I thought like Ice House or something. Go to those. I mean, you can get like a 900 pack of Ice House for like $2.50.
See, that's a brand still. That's not generic.
Well, you can't find anything that's generic anymore, though. You go to the Dominic's or whatever the hell you guys are calling it nowadays. You go to the Dominic's and you buy Mariano's. Yourself. Is it Mariano's now? Yes, that sounds so fancy.
There are no more Dominic's.
Have they become fancy, or is it just a fancy name? Just slightly fancy.
Okay. Yeah, I'm still loyal to Jewel.
You're loyal to the Jewels.
Yes.
I like Jewels. I used to like Jewels.
I'll go to Whole Foods once in a while for certain things.
Yeah, Whole Foods. We do Whole Foods on occasion. And most of the time, we actually like wind up doing their like dinner buffet thing.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty good. But last time we were there, we were kind of really underimpressed. But half of it wasn't filled. I think we just got there at a bad time. Because when we like put everything together and started leaving, they were like bringing new stuff out. And we're like, God damn it. We could have waited like 10 minutes. If we were 10 minutes later, we would have, you know. So, anywho.
Speaking of stores, though, what we have been seeing are a lot of horticulture places popping up.
Horticulture places.
Yes. Grow lamps, grow lights. As a matter of fact, I saw one not too far away on North Avenue by the Home Depot.
Did you now?
Yeah. So, you know, it's going to happen at mm-hmm. some point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we would just hope that there is at least enough regulation to say, hey, you know, you have to be of a certain age to get in to purchase this product. But at the same time, let's purchase this product. Let's get it over with.
Well, what do they sell these things for at these horticultural places?
Well, because they're getting ready for the actual the grow operations to get into effect. Because, I mean, the medical marijuana is passed. They just need to get all the regulations sorted out and the licenses issued.
I see. Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it's really messed up. You know, there's supposed to be a time limit on the law as far as how long the law... It's like a trial. So there's like a certain period of time that people have. It's like 4 years. Well, we're eating away a lot of that time with the licensing process, with bureaucracy.
I see. So, like, what's like the biggest hurdle with the whole bureaucracy with the licensing? Is it like, are they doing like a certain limit or a certain number of stores per area? Are they doing it like they do liquor stores, or how's that all going
to
work together?
This is something that I don't understand, and it's too much to look into right now. But certain cities have certain ways of governance, the city of Chicago being a home rule city. So I don't know what that means, but it just makes things difficult.
Okay.
Because the city has all this leeway as far as what it can do.
Well, the city was always kind of wonky about their liquor licenses, from what I can mm-hmm. remember. So it doesn't surprise me that the same way with this. So that's
exactly.
Interesting. Well, I'm very interested in seeing how this all works out for the state. I'm planning. I'd like to get to Chicago at some time and point. I don't know when, though. But
well, it would be a nice time to take a trip to Colorado and rent one of those Airbnbs that actually will supply a little edible under your pillowcase.
I actually live, or I have a friend that lives in Colorado. She moved there a couple of years ago, and she told me we can stay with her at any time. So
exactly, and maybe we can do a podcast and kind of see what it's like.
It's possible. You know? That's very understanding. Possible. Yes, that's very possible. I don't know. We'll have to look into it. My whole thing is time off. You know, that whole I'm new to the job still, and a lot of blackouts and.
I understand that.
A little bit of vacation time.
For those of you that don't know, I have two cats.
Two pussy cats.
Yeah. Do you have a cat story? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. But yeah, you know, I have two cats.
But don't page Dick White.
And screw Dick White. Dick White's gone.
Dick White has left the building.
But, Yeah. So, So, well, wow, this has been an awesome show, Anthony.
Yes, I'm glad. I've enjoyed myself. I'm trying to clean out the thing here before, because I know we're probably wrapping up soon, so I figured I'd kind of finish this off. And
Yes. Soon we'll have a website with show notes and
we have a Facebook
transcripts.
Page.
Okay, we have a Facebook page. How do we get transcripts?
You have to write to P.O. Box 55512, Pueblo, Colorado, 62853309.
I thought it was 85701.
That too. Custom. I couldn't quite remember it.
Customized to suit.
Yeah, it works. You know, the post office is doing all kinds of new things lately to try to generate revenue. You know, so now they got the vanity zip codes and everything going on.
I've actually made a decision. I'm going to start shipping out for the restaurant that I work for. We have a really tasty coffee. Speaking of which, I'm having a cup of coffee right now. It's a very nice flavored orange coffee. But anyways, we ship out coffee, and so did you have a question?
No, I was dinging your plug.
And FedEx actually is a lot cheaper than USPS. So, and or closer, I might be using FedEx from now on.
You know, I've noticed that with FedEx as well. I usually get pretty good rates with them whenever I've had to use them for anything.
Well, they have this lovely service. I can plug in email addresses and get delivery notifications. You know, and that's important.
That is very true. It is very important to do that.
So, what else is going on? How about Florida? What's the state of legalization in Florida?
Oh, Lord. This state. You know, you'd think out of all the states, this would be one of the ones to get it. But no, the people fucked up.
You know what? Speaking of
we tried. Hold on, bitch. Yeah. I wasn't done. I'm trying to finish my. There we go. Okay. We had. I think it was a measure for a constitutional amendment, which was part of the problem. I think it didn't. It was a little too invasive, I guess, for some people. But it missed by a very narrow margin. It needed 60% of the vote, and it got 59%.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
That close. 1 percentage point.
So, is there a recall?
I think they did, or if they challenged it, it was denied. I don't know exactly what happened with that, but they're trying to do now some legislation through the state now. They're trying to do it a different way. They're trying to pass a bill as opposed to doing a constitutional amendment, which may not necessarily be the worst route to take. How is Illinois doing it?
It's a legislative matter.
It's a legislative matter, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think Florida might probably be better off just handling it that way. I think people were just a little too nervous about it being a constitutional amendment as opposed to like a bill.
So, but what is the issue, though? I mean, if we look at states like Colorado, which is. You know, they're in between that blue and red. They were conservative at one point, but I think the Republicans even go for it now.
Red, blue, red. Hi. No, I agree. You know, and honestly, in some ways, I think Colorado and... Did we ever find out what the other state was? That was the original purpose of the Google search. Was it? Is it Oregon?
One of our listeners just gave you a shout-out to the Chooch Man from... From Weedland, San Francisco, California.
Sweet, awesome. Thank you very much. So, yeah, did we ever find out what the other state was? That was your sole responsibility of Google searching.
We actually found four states.
And an hour later, yes. Well, we found four, but the recreational ones. I know there's just two still
no,
that
the
you
rest, No, the recreationals are Alaska, Washington, Oregon, and Colorado.
Okay, Washington and Oregon. Okay.
Yeah.
I think Alaska doesn't count. I mean, Alaska does count by all means, but Alaska's kind of like... I look at Alaska like Puerto Rico. They kind of like they do their own thing. They're kind of up there in the Great Northwest, and it's cold, and there's a lot more men than women, and they all live in 6 months of sunlight and 6 months of darkness. I figured they kind of do their own thing, and you know,
but that's not in all parts of Alaska. That's no, way up there in Alaska.
No, and I know there are very many beautiful parts of Alaska, but Alaska's kind of. It's different. It's kind of its own culture, I think, separated from the rest of the country. I think the culture in Alaska is a lot different than what you would find in the rest of the country. I mean, granted, I know Washington State, Oregon, even California, you know, you have a different attitudes when you get to the West Coast as opposed to the East Coast, such like that. And I think what that's kind of the thing with Alaska, it's kind of this great, you know, it's not even really connected to the country. They're separated by Canada. So it's kind of in its own little entity. So I'm like, I always assume Alaska, you know, I thought they had legalized it years ago, to be honest with you. And I'm sure nobody gave a shit about it in Alaska. I'm sure if you smoked weed in Alaska, I didn't think many people would really complain.
Right.
They seem like the type of folks that be like, well, fuck it, dude. We live in Alaska. Smoke your damn weed. Who cares? Alaska's like the last open frontier, the last Wild West, I guess, of this country in a way.
There's so much beautiful land there.
Oh, it is. I've never been there, but I hear it's marvelous. So
we've seen pictures. Everybody's seen pictures.
Oh no, definitely, definitely. So I want to go on an Alaskan cruise someday. I think that would be great. Bless you. Bless you. So Oregon and Washington. And I think a lot that how these three states kind of work with the whole thing. We've seen that Colorado gets a ridiculous tax revenue from it. How much have they made so far in tax revenue?
Oh God. It's like a $50 million Colorado revenue.
All right. I thought it was okay. Yeah, please. Right, where's my Google search? Hold on. Don't Google search yet. Okay. There we go.
Well, $53 million in tax revenue.
Wow, $53 million since it's been legalized?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, that's pretty good. So.
And they're expected to climb to $94 million
by
2016. So, I mean, think about it. You're making that much in tax money, and how many things have they done in Colorado? Many.
Oh, totally.
They're helping build schools with tax dollars.
Oh, yeah.
So, legalize it. Now, you know, they're being smart. They have education program for drug use and abuse because there is the potential for abuse for anything.
Oh, yeah. Days. Oh, yeah. You can totally. You know? No, I agree. Anything can be a drug.
And so it's better,
addiction, I guess, is the best way. Food can be an addiction.
To be able to crave. Weed. To be able to crave.
Anonymous sex.
No, craving food. No, but it's better to be able to take that
dirt,
money and use it.
Shoes. Yes.
you'll get more
cars.
Tax money. Yes. That is some crazy music.
Thank you. That was my phone. Anyway, where were we going before we totally derailed this train? The tax revenue, yes. So, yes. Yeah, I mean, and I think in a way what's going to happen is the government's, you know, the other states are going to look at this and they're going to watch. I mean, clearly the financial backing is there. That's good. Now we have to see what it does to those communities.
Oh, it's now at 56,590,639.
Clearly, you found the countdown timer. But, the other thing is, taking a look at it, is how is it going to affect the population, I guess? How is it going to, is this going to lead to an increase in crime? Is this going to lead to an increase in this, that, or something else?
Well, let's take a look.
And I mean, it's going to take a while. I mean, obviously, we have some new data, and they're going to look at it over time, probably over months, and then eventually, if it doesn't show a negative impact, then, which I don't think it will. At least I would imagine it wouldn't, but you never know.
Yeah, they're saying crimes either held steady or dropped slightly.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Commercials and ads.
Commercials and ads. Commercials and ads.
You know, so yeah, the jury is still out.
The jury is out.
And we'll see if there's more driving while intoxicated or something like that kind of crimes increase. Although I highly doubt it, especially with all of the technology that's available for ordering food and services and... I mean, you can literally order food and a prostitute all at the same time and have them delivered at appropriate times. And
Can you have the prostitute deliver the food?
I'm sure that could be arranged.
That can be important to some people. You know, some people are into that type of thing. I'm not, but, you know, I'm interested in what the people think.
And if you've got an opinion on this... last chance, call 813-327-8566.
There you go. What was that number again, Joe?
See, I'd love to say hello, you're on 813-327-8566.
All right, there we go. Okay, well, maybe you will. Maybe not this time, maybe next time. We don't know. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll be looking. Look for us. We're Shyampa Radio. Think on Facebook.
I'm actually gonna look for us on Facebook now because I don't actually have
the link.
This.
The link to our profile is on our little Shoutcast tag thingy.
Ah,
that might help.
I dare not set that up though, because if I do, I'll have confusion.
I'll take it. Yes, we do not want confusion. Let me take a look.
Okay, so if I was to do a search in Facebook, is that a different sound effect?
Hold on. Accessing sound effect database. Please wait. Please wait. Accessing sound effect database. Have you tried turning it off and turning it back on?
I have found a Dance Center. Let's see what this does.
The hell was that?
See, I need to get patched directly into my,
It's kitties. Do you still have that mixer I gave you?
You know what? I have no idea where it is. It got lost in some of the moves. Okay.
All right, that's cool.
I found Nag Shyampa.
Nag Shyampa. Nag. No, that's not it. Hold on.
Why can't I find this?
Why can't you find it?
Well, it should be listed, say, under your personal profile, right?
Yes, it should. Okay. No, I think so. Maybe. I'll have to look.
Well, where I'm looking it? Now.
Oh, are you?
So let's take a peek. Pages. Where are the pages? There are so many things to look at when you look at someone's profile.
So many things to look at.
TV shows, books, apps, games, likes. Events. Oh.
All right.
Yeah.
It's Tampa. I think it's Tampa Weed Radio is what I named it.
Okay. So, folks, look us up as Tampa Weed Radio.
Try that. That might work.
Ah, I think I found it.
It's a big pot leaf on it.
It's got a lovely green symbol.
Yes, it does.
Ooh. Oh, this is a friend. You didn't make it a page.
Yes, I did. If you want to make a page, you can make a page.
Well, I just added the friend. Okay. So.
All right. I figured it's easier that way on Facebook. I don't want to, you know, linking things to personal profiles on Facebook can be disastrous sometimes.
Gotcha.
My employer would not be too happy. So, yeah. Tampa Weed Radio. It may be renamed to Cheyampa Weed Radio, which is probably what it should have been named, but I don't know what I was thinking. I was probably a little high when I made the page.
So do we have one more Shirley Q liquor item to play?
Yes, yes, we do. We do. Please wait. Please wait. Please hold.
Or should we go to commercials before that? Or
no, we can do a Shirley Q.
Okay.
Y'all probably shouldn't have asked me to do this here. I don't know the words, but they asked to, and I'm honored to be for that country. Ooh. And everything. So, we'll see. Can you still see by the dawn's early light?
Oh, we're signing off.
I thought that's what you were talking about. What is it? Yeah, it's about time.
So, folks, you've been listening to Cheyampa Radio.
I thought that's what you were talking about.
No, I was talking about the Mormons has come, is chasing me. That's all right.
All right. We will check out our Facebook page. It's Tampa Weed Radio. And if that doesn't come up, it's Cheyampa Weed Radio. And we will probably be back sometime in a week and a half, something like that. But we will get our... This was kind of our inaugural run. So, you know, got to get our shit together. I think we did well. And just...
As a matter of fact, to those of you that I supplied the link, I do believe that link will be in a repeat for a while.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes, it will be.
Great. So you can continue listening to this and...
Excuse me. Amen.
Signing off.